The Lowell Green Podcast is brought to you by Scheel Furniture and Appliances in Pakenham. See Scheels.ca.
I just want to report that there's no sign of my window attacking woodpecker this morning. I don't know if the rain got them or the pollen. Have you ever seen so much pollen? Yesterday, every time the wind blew just a little bit, it was like a dust storm around here, blowing the pollen off the pine trees. I guess it's a sign they're very healthy and a very sexy mood. But no sign today of that crazy woodpecker. Anything you want to discuss today, folks, anything you feel deserves a public airing, more than happy to hear it. Oh, boy. Just as feared. It's incomprehensible, but not unexpected. The Liberal NDP government of Trudeau and Singh turned down the Conservative request to lighten the financial burden on you Canadians, on we Canadians. As we discussed yesterday, the Conservatives asked the government to temporarily suspend the carbon taxes and the GST on fuels, gasoline, diesel, and heating fuel. They also asked them to reduce the tariffs on fertilizer. Cost of fertilizer has just gone through the roof, which means the cost of food goes through the roof even more. And the Conservatives also asked that the Liberals drop all COVID mandates for international travelers and thus reduce the chaos that is driving travelers crazy, particularly at Pearson Airport. I have to tell you something. If this were any other government other than Trudeau Singh allowing that chaos to continue, their pointy arses would be booted out. Can you just imagine what the media would do if it was Donald Trump responsible for that kind of chaos, or Doug Ford responsible for that kind of chaos? It would be big blazing headlines, you know, conservative incompetence, Trump incompetence. But because it's Trudeau and Singh, sacred Trudeau, sacred Singh, hardly a peep. People are lining up 3-4 hours just to clear customs. It's unbelievable. And it's very, very directly affecting the tourist trade. The tourist trade has taken a terrible pounding the last two and a half years. And now, thanks to the federal mandates, COVID, masking, and so forth, the chaos is unbelievable. Never seen anything like it at Pearson International Airport. In fact, a lot of people are doing everything they can to avoid going there, which is probably a pretty good move anytime. I have to ask you a question. This situation yesterday, Singh, the NDP, and Trudeau and the Liberals, these are the two parties that claim to be progressives. They are being sold, they sell themselves as the great progressives. Trudeau constantly says, we have your back, we have your back. Let me ask you this. Do you think that Canadians, at least maybe the majority of Canadians, are finally getting tired of this act? Maybe the majority of Canadians, or an increasing number of Canadians, are beginning to realize that, well, Trudeau and Singh may have your back, but what they've done is implant very firmly a knife in that back, a knife that they refuse to extract, and indeed insist upon plunging even further, because, believe it or not, even though we had a carbon tax increase, gasoline, fuel, etc., as of April 1st of this year, there's going to be another carbon tax added, probably sometime next month. And Trudeau has been asked to at least postpone that. No way. No way. Can I tell you something? I don't understand not only how MPs, Liberal NDP and MPs, can vote against trying to reduce the financial burden, while at the same time claiming they really, really, really care about the working person. But even more importantly, I don't understand how NDP and Liberal supporters can go along with that. I just don't understand. Look, everybody, even those in higher income, we're beginning to really feel a pinch of inflation. Let me tell you, yesterday I announced we have a little bit of a party tomorrow in our house. My granddaughter, daughter, and former wife are coming for a little bit of a Father's Day. Excuse me, and I guess a birthday party at the same time. And we were going to, the plan was to have steak. Well, Debbie went out to the butcher shop yesterday, and to get enough steak, just ordinary steak, to feed five or six people, $200. Ay. So needless to say, we ain't having steak. We're not having steak. I mean, you know, I worked hard all my life. I was very successful in many ways. But I can't afford $200 for steak for one party. And I don't know how anybody other than, unless you're Trudeau and Singh, and I guess Liberal and NDP supporters, you can afford. Can you afford $200 for a steak for a little bit of a party, John? I mean, would that be beyond our budget? Seriously.
No chance.
I mean, I couldn't believe it. You know, just we're just going to have some ordinary, you know, T-bone steaks or tenderloin or something, just regular steak. And there will be six of us. So six steaks, it's $200. And so yesterday, Trudeau, in effect, was asked, can you lower the price of the steak? Can you lower the price of gasoline, fertilizer, just a little bit? Take, you know, with just a stroke of a pen, take the carbon tax off. Maybe take the GST at least off fuel. Wouldn't do it. And at the same time, they claim that they've got our back. Oh, my God. And as I say, this probably next month, certainly no later than August, there's going to be another carbon tax added. So up goes the price of everything again. Do you get the feeling that Canadians are finally waking up to the disaster that they have supported for more than 5 years now? I'm talking about Trudeau Singh. One of the indicators here that has really surprised me, some 600,000 people have joined the Conservative Party in the past few weeks. And don't forget, unlike the Liberals, if you join the Liberal Party, it's free. Somehow or other, they get it from the taxpayers, you can be sure. But the Conservatives say, no, you're going to join our party. It's minimum $15. So if you're going to join the Conservative Party, it's $15. Some 600,000 people have joined. Pierre Poilievre says more than 300,000 have joined his campaign. I mean, is that a sign that people are finally beginning to see Trudeau and Singh for what they really are? And what they really are, I mean, everybody should understand by now, these people are rich elites with $1,000 suits. In fact, somebody tells me that Singh pays even more than $1,000 for his suit. Let me ask you this, John Melky. Could you afford to pay $1,000 for a suit?
No. First off,
have you ever paid $1,000 for a suit?
Even when I worked in sales professionally, no way in hell. I think the most I ever paid for a suit was around $250-$300.
Somebody said that Singh has got suits that, I don't believe it, are worth about $20,000. I don't believe that, but they're certainly well over $1,000. And Trudeau, I mean, Trudeau's never had a real job in his life. I don't think he's ever broken a sweat in his life. He's never had to worry about anything. You think Trudeau worries about the cost of steak?
No.
Come on. I mean, here is a man, Trudeau, all on his own. And somehow or other, this did not require cabinet approval. This was never debated in Parliament. Do you know that Justin Trudeau spent about $11 million of taxpayers' money renovating and perhaps even rebuilding part of Harrington Lake so that Sophie's chefs would have a better kitchen? $11 million this man spent fixing up Harrington Lake, which was also already very beautiful. That's your money, my money. So he took money from people who can't afford, you know, about the only steak that many people can afford these days are tube steak. You know what tube steak is, John?
I have my own definition. Let's hear yours first.
Well, tube steak, that's what we used to call back in the days when I was starting out, had absolutely no money. Tube steak was a hot dog. So close. It's getting to a point where you can't even afford tube steak anymore, let alone sirloin steak. But you think Trudeau's ever had to worry about that? Very clearly never has and never will. And you know what? He's making it very plain he couldn't give a sweet flying fox fart whether you can afford it or not. Had a chance yesterday to lower the price a little bit, refused to do it. So, in your opinion, you think Canadians are finally waking up to the fact that Trudeau, Singh, and their supporters have a knife firmly implanted in the back they supposedly have, a knife they refuse to extract and, in fact, are going to plunge it even further? In short, are Canadians finally realizing that Trudeau and Singh are really nothing more than rich, pampered, arrogant, spoiled narcissists who've never held a real job in their lives, never got their hands dirty, never had to worry about the cost of steak or anything else? Here is Trudeau, as I say, spending $11 million on Harrington Lake. No, aside from the fact that he did this, I don't understand how one man can take $11 million of taxpayers' money and without approval from anyone, not Parliament, not his own caucus, not his own members, nothing. $11 million of our money to fix up Harrington Lake so that Sophie and her chefs would have a better kitchen. I mean, it's unbelievable. What a pair, eh? Trudeau and Singh. You know, there was a French princess who once got herself into a little bit of trouble when told that Parisians were so poor they had no bread, and that's why they were rioting, said, well, if they have no bread, let them eat cake. Well, I'm telling you, Trudeau and Singh together are making sure that not only can we not afford cake, we can't afford bread, and I think very soon we're not going to be able to afford tube steak. So are people finally beginning to wake up to the hypocrisy of these two men and their parties? The great progressives, isn't that grand? The great progressive, we have your back. Yeah, right. And my ass is a star. John, what sort of response are we getting here?
We are getting a very good response. We've also got a phone call in. Simon is in Old Ottawa South. Simon, go ahead. You're on BTR with Lowell Green.
Hi, Simon. What do you think? Go ahead, sir.
So, first off, just a couple of points. I'm ashamed to say I have spent $1,000 on a suit back when I had a little bit more money before I was married and had a kid.
You have spent $1,000 on a suit? What kind of a suit was that? Holy suffering doodle cats.
Well, it's the kind of suit that I basically am hamstringing myself to keep myself in shape so I can wear it for the rest of my life. I hope to be buried in it.
Okay. All right.
It's motivation. What's your take?
Do you think people are finally waking up to what's going on here?
I mean, when you talk about the 600,000 new conservative members, I mean, that's a start. Unfortunately, I think it's also just a conservative's way of life to be pessimistic. I'm not as convinced, I think, as you are yet that people are waking up. And I mean, I just look at the provincial election, you see the old Liberal strongholds are still holding. There has been quite a turn. However, when it comes to federal politics, again, I'm not sure that whoever the conservative leadership is, whoever it turns out to be, I'm not sure that it's going to be enough this way.
Let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
You're obviously a keen observer. How do you account for that? With all of the scandals, inflation worst since 1981, et cetera. It's like I haven't got time to go through all the scandals from blackface on. How is it that so many Canadians still support what's going on here? Yesterday, they voted no to lower the cost of living, and yet Canadians still support that? I mean, what do you think's going on here?
Well, I think with the Canadian demographics, everyone, it's so much of the controlling power federally is contained in the big cities. And people in the big cities have good jobs, you know, the majority of them. Just Ottawa is an example. This is a government town. Everyone's very well taken care of. I don't think they're aware of the struggles of So people like myself, like, I have a hard time trying to buy baby formula these days, even if I can find it on the shelves. For regular blue collar workers, I think everyone, you know, everyone is paying attention to Justin Trudeau and his terrible struggles, but it's the majority of people who are living in the cities who control the voting that really do not, they don't care because they don't notice how people are hurting.
And a lot of them are renters. So, okay. Let me ask you this, and then we have to move on. Were you aware of the fact that Trudeau, on his own, spent $11 million on Harrington Lake?
I was, and I wonder why that doesn't count as embezzlement.
Good question.
And one more thing I'll let you know before I go. Have you heard the term Newfoundland steak?
I'm sorry, again?
Have you heard the term Newfoundland steak?
No, I have not, no.
It's another term for a roll of bologna.
Okay, you better kiss the cod on that one. Thanks, Simon. What's coming through in the text here, John?
All right. By the way, Harrington Lake, he can just arbitrarily do that. Meanwhile, we've got 24 Sussex condemned, and nobody's brave enough to make a decision regarding the official residence of the Prime Minister.
Very good point. You know, if we had spent the $11 million on 20, I don't know how you can spend $11 million fixing up a house. I mean, you can build a 12-story building for that, but if we had spent the $11 million or even a small portion of it fixing up 24 Sussex, but what gets me is that you're right. Simon is right. How in the hell can you one man do this without approval from anybody? As far as I know, he didn't have to go through any auditor general or anything. He just said, no, we're going to spend this on Harrington Lake. It's quite astonishing. From what we understand, it's been very secretive. From what we understand, not only did he renovate the existing cottage, it's really a mansion, but my understanding is, and apparently there's some photographs, he built a whole brand new building for Sophie. Go ahead, John.
Unbelievable.
I know, and yet people still love the guy.
All right, Simon, great call. You're getting a lot of appreciation from our viewers here. Dylan is on YouTube, says, I agree with Simon. Not sure we can beat out the Liberals. I don't think Pierre has the image we need to beat Trudeau. I think the best chance we have at getting Trudeau out is Leslyn Lewis. Anyone can buy a conservative membership, says David. My worry is a faction might try to skew the leadership decision. Let's go to the top.
What does he mean? Well, one of the things that if you've got 300,000 people, you have 310,000. I think this stops. This is one of the great strengths, is that with that many people, it's going to be pretty hard for one small faction to take over. That's a very large representation. That's the beauty of a lot of people voting. Go ahead, please.
So Polling Canada yesterday released this. They've got their preferred leader polling all voters. Charest is at 20%, Poilievre at 18%, Brown at 8%, Leslyn Lewis at 3%. So I don't think it's looking too good for Leslyn Lewis. Kathy is on Facebook. She says Bank of Canada is saying that mortgage payments could rise as much as 45% by 2025-2026.
Ooh. Take me back to that poll again. What poll was that?
So that's Polling Canada. I don't know that they're an official source, but that was their poll on Twitter. The CPC.
I don't believe it for a moment. Maybe in the province of Quebec, but I don't believe there's any way that Charest is out polling. No conservative in their right mind is going to vote for Charest. He's yesterday's man. He's a decent enough guy, but he's got so much baggage. Come on. I don't believe it for a moment. Go ahead, please.
I'll dig a little deeper into who that is. Joshua says, why is the cost of fertilizer so high when the Liberals spread it for free? Peter says, that's no surprise. They like taxes and mandates the Canadians don't want. We all know they would turn that down. Jules is on Twitch. Kel Surprise, she says, Singh laughed when they brought up the price of groceries. It is hurting all of us. Maybe not them, but your average person, it really hurts. Brian Lilly, according to Terry, said Trudeau should walk through Pearson. That will be the day.
Hey, can you imagine? As I repeat, if this were Doug Ford responsible for that chaos, Doug Ford already probably would be out of office. This is absolute and utter chaos that could end once again with the stroke of a pen. They still got all of the COVID, almost no other nation, Western nation in the world, still has all of these COVID restrictions, but Trudeau still does and refuses to relax them. Go ahead.
Text number is 613-413-2217. Hi, Deb. She says, husband and I shared a tuna sandwich for lunch. By the way, we're seniors. R.E., my previous message about sharing a tuna sandwich for lunch. There you go.
I don't know. You know what? Pretty soon, we're not going to be able to afford tuna either.
Or the bread that it comes in. Honestly, I think anyone who works under Trudeau and the Liberal Party are afraid of him. They know that if they speak out, they deny him in anything, they will lose their job, says Kathy. Here we go to Sean. They also added a garden for vegetables, a zip line, and another boathouse at Harrington Lake. Oh, God.
Did they really? A zip line, really?
That's just what
do you remember a number of years ago, and once again, this was Trudeau, they spent, what was it, John, for a swing set? Like it was about $12,000 for a swing set or something. Someone may be able to dig up that. It was a huge amount. I remember commenting at the time, what the hell is this? It was thousands of dollars for a swing set that you could buy from Canadian Tire for about $600-$700. Go ahead.
See, again, more evidence that he and I shop in very different stores. He apparently shops in stores I've never even heard of. Workman John. Oh, my goodness. There's a name from the past. He says, I can't believe the Canadians voted in Trudeau. He calls him another name. I suspect the Dominion voting machines organized his re-election. I also suspect the same thing just happened in Ontario with Doug Ford getting back in.
Oh, nonsense. Go ahead.
If Doug Ford had responsibility for the Pearson Airport, he would be at the airport fixing that mess, says David.
Yeah, you know what? He's absolutely right. Trudeau, it was a pretty good story. I think it was Brian Lilly in The Sun today. Trudeau and Sophie flew off down to this meeting of the Americas, whatever it is. It's a private jet aircraft. I've been in that airport. So he's got a private room there, and he and Sophie have a nice little coffee and probably a little champagne or something, and then are escorted out to the private plane. Away they go. I couldn't care less what's happening to the average. Can you imagine older people having difficulty, myself, for example, having difficulty standing for any length of time, having to line up for 4 hours, 5 hours maybe to clear customs, and this could be alleviated almost tomorrow with a stroke of a pen? I mean, it's unconscionable what's happening here. And people still love the guy. Go ahead.
We got to get a word in for Shields, but I got
I
got a quick story that blows me away about Trudeau and his attitude, because I remember very distinctly as a young person, and I'm the same age as Justin Trudeau, being at a Santa Claus breakfast, and his father showed up with his three boys in tow. And of course, the hotel staff lost their mind for the Santa Claus breakfast. Mr. Prime Minister, in this way, he refused. He said, today I'm not the Prime Minister of this country. I'm just a father here with my kids. And the compromise he made was, I will sit with the Milkies when they've got their table.
You're kidding me.
No, sir. And I sat I sat next to the Prime Minister of Canada, and I spoke to him in French. Of course, my mom was so proud. And Justin, of course, was there. He'd never remember that, of course. But yeah, the difference there is just unbelievable. You know, his father clearly understood the average Canadian.
Let me tell you something else about Pierre. Now, I wasn't in love with Pierre, but let me just tell you a little story. You may remember his wife, Margaret, was having some mental problems.
Yep.
She was in a hospital of some kind, a rehab center in Montreal, and the media was following her, the paparazzi with the cameras and so forth. I went on the air, and I was highly, highly critical. I got a phone call the next day. It was from Pierre Trudeau thanking me for my comments. So, there was a side to him we do not see with Justin. Go ahead.
Let's get that word in for Shields, shall we?
Yeah, Shields. Talking about in love. Well, you may be in love with Trudeau, but I'm in love with Shields. More importantly, I'm in love with the kind of service that you get at Shields. Great pricing. Done some little comparison here. And you'd be very surprised. Well, maybe not surprised to find that in many, many items, don't forget, I mean, they've got all of the big brand names, the different sizes, different colors, different capacities, etc. And you can compare the prices, because they're all listed there on the website, with, for example, the big box stores. And in many cases, Shields is highly competitive, in some cases beats them. So, but I mean, even if the prices match, why would you not shop local? Family-run business, local since 1947, pride themselves on service. Almost every day I get notes here, little emails. We had one yesterday from someone who had dealt with Shields, very, very pleased. I don't recall ever getting anybody said they were really pleased with Bad Boy. I'm sure some people are, but
zing.
No, it's fine. I mean, you know what? I mean, if Bad Boy is able to beat the price appreciably, well, okay. But if Shields is competitive, why would you not deal with a local firm with a great reputation? Shields.ca. You'll like them. Go ahead, John.
All right, let's get to text here. 613-413-2217. As a legend in his own mind, Justin Trudeau has an illusion that even if he retires, the lake will be his Shangri-La. There you go. That's your friend Barry with that comment. Over to Kathy on Facebook. Honestly, think anyone who works under Trudeau and the Liberal Party are afraid of him. They know if they speak out or deny him anything, they'll lose their jobs. I think I read that already. I apologize. My page jumped on me. Here we go. Back to square one. Peter says, Trudeau can do anything he wants. Everyone new here breaks laws, spends all he wants, wears blackface, likely Liberal-owned company getting the $11 million. David says, there is such a disconnect between Canadians and the federal government, it's simply mind-boggling.
Now, not too many people are responding to my primary question, and that is the tide beginning to turn? Are more and more Canadians coming to the realization that this guy is a walking disaster? The two of them, Singh and Trudeau, rich little boys in a playyard. That it's a walking disaster. Are people beginning to come to that realization? Or is it still the same old game? Go ahead.
All right. I just posted the question on the screen so people have got it.
Yeah, I should have done that before.
That's all right. Lowell, and I didn't get a chance to really connect before the show today, so there you go. Well, it's right out in the open now. It says, Ann Trudeau does not give a shit that the average broke Canadian cannot afford these astronomical gas prices. But really, when is the last time you think Trudeau filled his car up with gas? Try never. Someone probably even wipes his butt for him in the morning.
And charges us for it.
Yeah, probably. gosh, what's the toilet paper over at Harrington Lake worth? More, don't answer that. I don't want the answer. More carbon taxes, says Paul, and the weather will stay the same. Over to my Facebook, Craig chimes in to say the proof of that was very evident last week when the Ontario Conservatives added seats to their majority. The NDP lost seats and the Liberals maintained their minivan status. Let's go to Heather. Peanut butter sandwich for breakfast and lunch for me these days. No, Canadians like punishments. So there's your question. Is the Trudeau-Singh tide turning? Nope. Canadians like punishment, she says. One of the issues, says Joshua, is the media rarely, if ever, reports that one of the causes of rising costs is our very own government.
Well, examine how much taxes we pay on a liter of gasoline. At $2 a liter, we are paying 40, 45 cents in taxes. Carbon tax, federal excise tax, provincial tax, GST. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Go ahead.
Okay, direct answer to your question. The answer is yes, says KMC Canada. No, says Kathy. Canadians are still sleepwalking into financial disaster. Carrie says, I'm hoping, but not sure. Peter says, I don't see a change in support for him. The media supports him and covers his ass. And meanwhile, Gerald Butts today tweets, this thread goes a long way towards explaining why trust in the media has fallen so precipitously in Canada, especially on the right. slamming what's left of conservative media. I found that so funny. Toilet paper at Harrington Lake is made of gold leaf, suggests.
By the way, talking about Gerald Butts.
Oh, here we go.
Here is a guy that conned us out of millions of dollars claiming that polar bears were close to extinction.
Yes.
He's the main reason that the grocery stores began to charging 5 cents for a plastic bag, money supposed to go to the World Wildlife Fund, which Butts was head of the Canadian division. So, and then he was also the pioneer, the brains behind the Great Green Energy Act under Dalton McGuinty and Kathleen Wynne. And now, as you know, he resigned as Trudeau's right-hand man, and then he's back again. You know what? We've never been told how much he is being paid. I mean, you can be sure that Gerald Butts is still being very, very highly paid and that we taxpayers are paying him. How much are we paying him? What exactly is he doing? Why is he on the taxpayer's tax roll, payroll? I don't understand it. This Gerald Butts, didn't he charge us, what was it, $200,000-$300,000 to move from Toronto to Ottawa? It was a huge sum of money. And this guy, I think, is behind a lot of what's happening with Trudeau and Singh. Go ahead.
Yeah, but hey, he didn't charge us for a glass of orange juice, so there's that, right? let me see. A text at 613-413-2217. Same old game. The media will always cover for him. Kelly on Facebook says, if more people are coming to realize the Trudeau machine is causing more hardship for Canadians, no one is speaking out about it. Just those who are part of the freedom movement, but they are only a fringe minority. We had a couple of comments, direct answers to your question. I hope people will come to the realization that Trudeau is nuts. Is he still got the bugger butts working for him, asks Dan. Well, we just talked about that, so yes, he does.
Yeah, he is, but we don't know what Butts is doing. We don't know what he's being paid. Go ahead.
No, I don't think the Trudeau-Singh tide is over. I don't think they will ever stop getting support. People are blind, hoping that if none of his policies wake people up, inflation will. That is Dylan on YouTube.
All right, well, listen, we have to move on here. I probably am going to have some tube steak for lunch. No, actually, it's going to be a BLT. Okay, I don't know how we can afford bacon anymore, but apparently we
must have had it in the freezer from months back.
Yeah, it actually, that's, well, something else that we haven't talked about, and that is that a lot of people had to throw out a lot of food. And I mean, there's a cost to that. I know we had to clean out our freezers here after the great power blackout, and there's an added cost. Has Trudeau even addressed that? I don't believe he has. Thank you all. We'll be back tomorrow.
The Lowell Green Show is seen and heard live around the world at 2 p.m. Eastern. Connect with us online at blasttheradio.com/Lowell Green. Can't join us live? Download the Lowell Green Podcast. Available on Apple, Spotify, Google, and more. Ask your smart speaker to play the Lowell Green Podcast. This is a production of blasttheradio.com.